है ना।
ओम अज्ञान दिवनंदस्य ज्ञानांजल शलाकाय चक्षुरं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। The 90th verse, Madhya Lila, 5th chapter, 90th verse. Eka jani tumi sakshi deha daya maya, jani sakshi nahi daya tara papa haya. Eka jani, knowing this, tumi, you, sakshi, witness, deha, please give daya maya, O most merciful one. Jani, knowing, sakshi, witness, nahi daya, does not give tara for him, papa, sin. There is. A young Brahmana continued, my dear sir, you are very merciful and you know everything. Therefore, kindly be a witness in this case. A person who knows things as they are and still does not bear witness becomes involved in sinful activities. The dealings between a devotee and the Lord are very simple. The young Brahmana said to the Lord, you know everything, but if you do not bear witness, you will be involved in sinful activities. There is no possibility aware of the Lord being involved in sinful activities. A pure devotee, even though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with the Lord exactly as if he were a common man. Although the dealings between the Lord and his devotee are always very simple and open, there is formality. All these things happen because of the connection between the Lord and the devotee. Okay. Krishna kahe vipra tumi yaha safo bhavane sabakari more tumi kari asmarane. Krishna kahe, Lord Krishna says, vipra, my dear brahmana, tumi you yaha go back svabhavane to your own home. Savakari, calling a meeting of all the men, more of me, to me, you, Kariya, just to smarane, remembering. Lord Krishna replied, my dear Brahmana, go back to your home and call a meeting to meeting of all the men. In that meeting, just try to remember me. I shall certainly appear there, and that time I shall protect the honor of both you, Brahmanas, by hearing witness to the promise. Vipra kalayagi hao chatur bhuja murti, tabu tumare vakya karuna habe pratiti. Vipra bale, the young Brahmana says, yadi if you become chatur bhuja, four-handed murti na diti, tabu. Still, Tomar, your Vakya in the word Karu of anyone, na, not, habe, there will be Pratiti, belief. The young Brahmana replied, my dear sir, even if you appear there as a four-handed Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words. E murti ki ayadi eshi vadane, sakshi vaya yadi tarve sarva lokasune. A this murti in the form we are going, yadi if A this Sri Vadane from your beautiful face, Sakshi witness deha you give, yadi if tabe then sarvaloka all people sune will hear. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal then and speak the words from your beautiful face, will your testimony be heard by all the people. Krishna gaya pratima chale kotah na suni. Prabhale Pratima Hana Kahe Kenevani. Krishna Kahe, Lord Krishna says, Pratima Chale, a deity walks. Kotaha, anywhere, Nasuni, I have not heard. Prabalayam Brahmana replies, Pratimahana, in your deity form, Kaha Keha Kene Vani, how do you speak words? Lord Krishna said, I have never heard of a deity walking from one place to another. The Brahmana replied, that is true, but how is it that you are speaking to me, although you are a deity? प्रतिमानः तुमि साक्षात् ब्रजेन्द्रनन्दन उपलब्धि कर तुमि अकार्य अकार्य करण प्रतिमा स्टैच्यू नह आर नॉट टू मी यू साक्षात् डायरेक्टली ब्रजेन्द्रनंदन सन ऑफ नंद महाराज उपलब्धि फॉर द सेक ऑफ द ब्राह्मण कर तुमि यू कैन डू अकार्य करण एन एक्शन यू हैव नेवर डन बिफोर माय डियर लॉर्ड यू आर नॉट अ स्टैच्यू यू आर डायरेक्टली द सन ऑफ नंद महाराज नाउ For the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something you have never done before. Asiya Gopala Kare Suna Brahmana, Tomara Pache Pache Ami Kari Bhagamana, Asina smiling Gopal the Lord. Lord Gopal Kahe says, Sunaha, just here Brahmana, O my dear Brahmana, Tomara you Pache Pache behind Ami, I Kariba shall do Gamana walking. Sri Gopal ji then smiled and said, My dear Brahmana, just listen to me. I shall walk behind you and in this way I shall go with you. The conversation between Lord Krishna and the Brahmana is a proof that the Lord in his Archamurti or form made of material elements is not material for those elements. Although separated from the Lord are also part of the Lord's energy, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the elements are the Lord's own energy and because there is no difference between energy and energetic, The Lord can appear through any element. Just as the sun can act through the sunshine and thus distribute its heat and light. So Krishna by his inconceivable power can appear in his original spiritual form in any material element, including stone, wood, paint, gold, silver and jewels, because the material elements are all his energy. The Shastra one, Arche Vishnu Shira the Naraki Saha. One should never think of the Archamurti, the deity within the temple, of stone, wood, or any other material element. Because of his advanced dimensional position, the younger Brahmana knew that although the deity of Gopal appeared to be a stone, he was not stone, he was the son of Nand Maharaj, Rajendranandan himself. As such, the deity could act exactly as the Lord, thus in his original form as Krishna. Lord Krishna was talking to the young Brahmana just to test his knowledge about the Archavidya. In other words, Those who have understood the science of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities and so forth, can also talk with the deity. An ordinary person, however, the deity will appear to be made of stone, wood or some other material. In a higher sense, since all material elements ultimately emanate from the supreme spiritual entity, nothing is really material. The omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient, Krishna can deal with his devotee in a Well, about the Lord's dealings. Indeed, he can talk face to face with the Lord. Okay, so any comment or question on this? Is Raju Prabhu joined or not? So actually, someone will have to read today because I am the only person. So Nirvika, if you are able to read, because Raju Prabhu, I don't know if he's there or not. Swati Mataji also is not able to read. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, it's a bit difficult for me to read because there's just too much of noise in the background or we have just come to the gallery but I won't be able to stay here for much time.
Where are you?
I'm a bit like outside a bit of my house at the moment, so that I can hear you, but I will not be able to read because I need to go inside now and I can't stay out for much time.
So outside means you will be around your house only, no? Because I mean we are not supposed to go outside.
Yeah, outside in the sense, yeah, but then my mother, she's already calling me outside for more time. She's like, whatever you do, you want to do, just do that for me. That's the only reason she said that I will not be able to reach right now.
Okay. Okay. But next time, I think, you know, it's better that at least three of us can, you know, read, because every time I won't be able to read that long.
Yeah. Next time I read. This is that right now, because of the noise at my house and everything that's going on, I'm not able to read it.
Yeah. But how long will be outside?
I mean, I came out just like 5 minutes back or something, like, because out there is too much noise, and even in the other room, there is like some noise and everything that's going on. And my headphones are not working, but now I'll get some good headphones, I can at least hear even though there's noise, but it'll be very difficult for the background noise is there while I'm speaking.
Because I am able to hear you actually, there is no disturbance in the background.
Yeah, but that's because I'm outside.
You're outside?
Yes, I'm still not at home. And my mother's calling me home, that's the main problem.
Achcha, achcha. Okay. So, Rajiv bhai, have you joined? Okay. Seems that he has not joined probably now. Okay, so I will continue. Ulati ama tumi na kariya darshane, amake rakhile ami rahi desh sthane. Ulati ya turning your face, ama me tumi you, na not kariya do darshane seeing, amake me dekhile if you see, ami I rahi va shall stay sthane in that very place. The Lord continued, do not try to see me by turning around. As soon as you shall see me, I shall remain stationary in that very place. Nupure advani matra amara suniva, say sabde amara gamana prakriti thi kariba. Nupure of the ankle belts, dvani matra, the sound only, amara, my, suniva, you will hear. Say sabde, by hearing that sound, amara, my, gamana coming, Pratiti, understanding, Kariva, you will do. You will know what I'm walking why I'm, you will know that I'm walking behind you by the sound of my ankle bells. Ekash, Sera, Anna, Randi, Kariya, Samarpana, Taha, Kana, Tumar, Sangya, Kariva, Gamana. Ekash, Sera, 1 kilo, Anna of rice, Randi, cooking, Kariya, do, Samarpana, offering, Taha, that, Kana, eating, Tumar, of you, Sangya, in the company, Kariva, I shall do Yamana walking. Cook 1 kilo of rice daily and offer it. I shall eat that rice and follow behind you. Haradina Agya Magi Chalila Brahmana, Tare Pache Pache Gopala Karila Gamana. Haradina, the next day, Agna, permission. Magi begging, Chalila started, Brahmana, Vyan Brahmana. For him, Pache behind Gopal, Lord Gopal, Kadila began Gamana following. The next day, the Brahmana begged permission from Gopal and started for his country. Gopal followed him step by step. Rupure Radvani Suni Anandita Mana Uttamana Pake Kari Karaya Bhojana. The prayer of the ankle bells, Vani, the sound, Suni, hearing, Anandita, very pleased, Mana, the mind, Uttamana, the first class rice, Paka, cooking, Kari, doing, Karaya, causes, Bhojana, eating. While Gopal followed the young Brahmana, the tinkling sound of his ankle bells could be heard. Brahmana became very pleased and he cooked first class rice for Gopal to eat. ਏ ਮਤ ਚਾਲੀ ਵਿਪਰ ਨੀਰਿਆ ਦੇਸ਼ ਆਇਲਾ ਨਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਨਿਕਟ ਆਸੀ ਮਨੇ ਪਏ ਚਿੰਤੀਲਾ ਏ ਮਤ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੇ ਚਾਲੀ ਵਾਕਿੰਗ ਵਿਪਰ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣਾ ਨਿਜ ਓਨ ਦੇਸ਼ ਟੂ ਦ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਆਇਲਾ ਰਿਟਰਨ ਰਾਮੇਰਾ ਟੂ ਦ ਵਿਲੇਜ ਨਿਕਟ ਨੀਅਰ ਆਸੀ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਮਨੇ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਇਸ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਚਿੰਤੀਲਾ ਥਾਟ The young Brahmana walked and walked in this way until he eventually arrived in his own country. When he neared his own village, he began to think as follows. Eba muni grame gainu yaino bhavana lokeraka iba giya sakshira agamana Eba now muni I grame to the village Ainu have come yaino I shall go bhavana to my home lokera the people kaiba I shall tell We are going there, Sakshira of the witness, Agamana, about the arrival. I have now come to my village and shall go to my home and tell all the people that the witness has arrived. Sakshate na dekhile mane prati din haya, priya yadi rahe na tabu nahi kichu bhaya. Sakshate directly, not dekhile, seeing mane in the mind prati din, assurance. Now not higher there is. Iha here, yadi if Rahena the Lord stays, Prabhu still nahi, there is not kichu, any bhaya fear. The Brahmana then began to think that if the people didn't directly see the Gopal deity, they would not believe that he had arrived. But even if Gopal stays here, he thought there is nothing, still nothing to fear. ਏਕਭਾਵੀ ਸੇ ਵਿਪਰ ਫੇਰੀ ਹੈ ਚਹੀਲਾ ਹਸੀ ਨਾ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਦੇਵ ਤਥਾ ਹੈ ਰਹੀਲਾ ਏਕਭਾਵੀ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਚੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਪਰ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣਾ ਫੇਰੀ ਆ ਟਰਨਿੰਗ ਚਾਹੀਦ ਸੋ ਹਸੀ ਨਾ ਸਮਾਈਲਿੰਗ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਦੇਵ ਲਾਰਡ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਦੇਵ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਤਥਾ ਦੇ ਰਹੀਲਾ ਸਟੇਡ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਰਿਟਰਨ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਬੈਕ And he saw that Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was standing there smiling. Ramanere kare tumi yaha nijagara itayara iba aminayab atvapara Brahmanere kare, he asked the Brahmana, tumi you yaha go nijagara your own home, itayara here in this place, iba shall stay, I mean, yaba shall go atvapara hereafter. The Lord told the Brahmana, now you can go home. I shall stay here and shall not leave. Tabe se vipraayi nagare kahila, suni na sakala loka chamatkar hila. Tabe thereafter say that vipra Brahmana, he is going nagare to the town. Kahila said, suni na hearing, sakala all loka the people, chamatkar struck with wonder hila, where were. The young Brahmana then went to the town and informed all the people about Gopal's arrival. Hearing this, the people were struck with wonder. Aila sakala loka sakshi dekhi bare, Gopala dekhi na loka dandavata kare. Aila came, sakala loka the people, sakshi the witness, dekhi bare to see Gopal, Lord Gopal dekhi. Seeing loka, all the people Dhanvat offering obeisances, Kare do. All the townspeople went to see the witness Gopal, and when they saw the Lord actually standing there, they all offered their respectful obeisances. Gopala Sandhya dekhi loke anandita, Pratima chalina aila sunina vismita. Gopal of Lord Gopal, Sandhya the beauty, dekhi loke everyone. Dekhi seeing loke everyone, Anandita pleased, Pratima the deity. Chalina walking, Aila came, Sunina hearing, Smita surprised. When the people arrived, they were very pleased to see the beauty of Gopal. And when they heard that he had actually walked there, they were all surprised. Okay, Rajiv Bhai, have you joined?
Kavuji, I'm joined, sir.
So when did you join?
About 3 minutes back.
Okay, you got late over today.
No, I was actually ready. After dinner, I was waiting, and I think I must have just drifted off into sleep, and I lost track completely. And just now I just woke up.
Oh, cha cha.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, you know, I think if what they were requesting for earlier, start early, you know, lecture, then we should at least start by 9:30 at the max.
Yeah.
Okay, so will you be able to read now?
Yes, probably.
Okay, so 111.
Page number 12.
111.
111. Okay, should I read now?
Yeah.
Abhishebara vipra anandipahana Gopalera agipare dandavatrihana. I'll be thereafter saying that Vera Vipra, elderly Brahman, Anandita, pleased, Hana, becoming Gopalera of Lord Gopal. Age in front, Ade, all down, Dandavat like a stick, Hana becoming. Then the elderly Brahman, being very pleased, came forward and immediately felt like a stick in front of Gopal. Sakala lokera age Gopala zashi bila, vara vipra chota viprek kanya dana kaila. Sakala, all lokera of the people, Age, in the presence, Gopal, Lord Gopal, Sakshi, witness, Dila gave Bada Vipra, the elderly Brahman, Chota Vipra, unto the young Brahman, Kanya Dana, giving the daughter in charity, Kaila did. Thus, in the presence of all the townspeople, Lord Gopal bore witness that the elderly Brahman had offered his daughter in charity to the young Brahman. Sabase dui vipra kahina ishwara, tumi dui janma jamne amara kingara. Sabase thereafter say those, dui two, vipra unto the Brahmana. Kahila spoke Ishwara, the Lord, tumi dui, both of you. Janme janme, birth after birth, amara, my, kinkara, servants. After the marriage ceremony was performed, the Lord informed both Brahmanas, you two Brahmanas are my eternal servants, birth after birth. Like these two Brahmanas of Vidyanagara, there are many devotees who are eternal servants of the Lord. They are specifically known as Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. Although the Nitya Siddhas appear in the material world and seem to be common members of the world, they never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition. This is the symptom of a Nitya Siddha. There are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha. Nitya Siddha never forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality. Whereas the Nitya Baddha is always conditioned, even before the creation. He always forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the Lord informs the two Brahmanas that they are his servants birth after birth. The phrase birth after birth refers to the material world, because in the spiritual world there is no birth, death, old age or disease. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Nitya Siddha remains within the material world like an ordinary man. But the only business of the Nitya Siddha is to broadcast the glories of the Lord. This incident appears to be an ordinary story about a marriage transaction involving two ordinary people. However, Krishna accepted the two Brahmanas as his eternal servants. Both Brahmanas took much trouble in these negotiations, just like modern people. Yet they were acting as external servants of the Lord. All Nitya Siddhas within this material world may appear to toil like ordinary men, but they never forget their position as servants of the Lord. Another point, the elderly Brahmana belongs to an aristocratic family and was learned and wealthy. The young Brahmana belonged to an ordinary family and was uneducated. But these mundane qualifications do not matter, do not concern an Nitya Siddha engaged in the service of the Lord. We have to accept the fact that the Nitya Siddhas are completely distinct from the Nitya Baddhas, who are ordinary human beings. Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms the statement, Gaurangira Sangigane Nitya Siddha Karimane Seyaya Parinda Sutra Pasha Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Devajane Chintamani Tarahae Vraja Bhume Vasa. One who accepts the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddhas is certain to be elevated to the spiritual kingdom, to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. One should also know that Gaura Mandala Bhumi, those places in Bengal where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, are equal to Vraja Bhumi or Vrindavan. There is no difference between the inhabitants of Vrindavan and those of Gaura Mandala Bhumi or Sri Dham Mayapur. Should I continue?
Yeah, so here Nitya Baddhas, Nitya Siddhas. So these Nitya Siddha devotees, they also may act as ordinary people in the material world, but actually they are always transcendental. So externally also, if we do not know the intention of these Brahmanas, then we will think that these Brahmanas, they are acting on a material platform, but because the intention is revealed by the Acharya, that is the reason we can actually understand their Nitya Siddha. And then here also, directly Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, the Lord informed that you two Brahmanas are my eternal servants. So any comment or question here? Okay, next.
Dinhara Satya Pushta Haila Dinhe Maghavara Dvai Vipravara Maghe Ananda Antara. Dinhara Satya, in the truthfulness of both of you, Pushta Haila, I have become satisfied. Dunhe, both of you, Madh asked, what are some benediction? Dui Vipra, both the Brahmanas, what a benediction, Madhya begged. Ananda, pleased, Antara, within. The Lord continued, I have become very much pleased by the truthfulness of both of you. Now you can ask for a benediction. Thus, with great pleasure, the two Brahmanas begged for a benediction. Yadivara dibe sabe rai ei sthane kinkarere daya tava sarva loke jane. Yadi, if what a benediction dibe you will offer, sabe then raha stay ei sthane in this quarter, kinkarere to your servants daya mercy sar tava your sarva loke all people jane may. No. The Brahmana said, please remain here so that people all over the world will know how merciful you are to your servants. Gopala Rahila, Tune Karina Sevana, Dekhiteya Ela Sabha, Deshe Dalo Kajana. Gopala, Lord Gopal, Rahila said, Tune, both of them, Karina, do Sevana service. Dekhite, to see, Aila came sub all Vishira of the countries, Lokajan of the people. Lord Gopal stayed and the two Brahmanas engaged in his service. After hearing of the incident, many people from different countries began to come to see Gopal. Sede Shira Raja Aila Ashcharya Sunina Parama Santosha Paila Gopale Dekina. Sede Shira of that country, Raja the king, Aila came, Ashcharya about the wonder, Sunina hearing, Parama great, Santosh satisfaction, Paila achieved, Gopale, Gopal Dekina by seeing. Eventually, the king of that country heard this wonderful story and he also came to see Gopal and thus became very satisfied. Mandira Kariya Raja Seva Chalaila Sakshi Gopala Bali Sanya Namas Khyati Haila. Mandira, a temple, Kariya constructing, Raja the king, Seva service, Chalaila regularly arrived on, Sakshi Gopal, by the name Sakshi Gopal, Bali, known as, Tamra, his Nam, name, Khyati, celebrated, Haila, was. The king constructed a nice temple and regular service was executed. Gopal became very famous under the name of Sakshi Gopal, the victor's Gopal. Hey, Mata Vidya Nagare, Sakshi Gopala, Seva Angi Karakari Achinachi Rakala. Hey Mata. In this way, Vidyanagare, in the town of Vidyanagar, Sakshi Gopal, the witness Gopal, Seva service, Angikara, acceptance, are he doing? Achena, the means Chirakala, long time. Thus Sakshi Gopal stayed in Vidyanagara and accepted service for a very long time. The city of Vidyanagara is situated in Trailanga Desha, South India, on the bank of the river Godavari. The place where the Godavari flows into the Bay of Bengal is called Kotadesha. The Orissa kingdom was very powerful and Kotadesha was the capital of Orissa. It was then known as Vidyanagara. Formerly this city was situated on the southern side of the river Godavari. At that time, King Purushottam Deva managed to control Orissa and appoint a government. The present city of Vidyanagara is on the south east side of the river, only 20 to 25 miles from Rajamahindri. During the time of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sri Ramananda Rai was the governor there. Vidyanagara is not identical as Vidyanagara.
Okay. So I will continue.
Prabhuji, I wanted to ask you one thing. We a lot of devotees, we see that there is so much of devotion and love of the devotees because of which Gopal left Vrindavan and he came all the way to Vidyanagar. But with time, I know people, devotees have got not such good experiences when they've gone to Sakshi Gopal because of the treatment or something that they give, especially to devotees of ISKCON. So, I mean, at some level, I can understand. It's almost in the same way, how some of them might be cheating, how it happens at Jagannath Puri. But why do these things keep happening to devotees sometimes? I know one or two devotees, now they say that now they will never ever go to Sakshi Gopal again. Because they had such a bad experience over there that, they're more rough with the devotees than even those at Jagannath Puri, at the temple at Jagannath Puri also. The one that, I've seen that myself. I've experienced that with my guides when I went over there.
No, I didn't get you what you are saying. I can hear all that Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Sakshi Gopal and all. But what is your main question?
Why do these things keep happening to the devotees? They are also devotees. Who are the ones who are serving over there right now as such? Like how we have like a certain sect of devotees who are worshipping at Jagannath Puri, who are the ones who are taking care of the deity of Sakshi Gopal right now.
Okay.
Because they don't have a good favorable impression, at least in general, I've seen about ISKCON devotees in general. They tend to behave a bit rough, especially these ISKCON devotees. I'm saying especially them. Others also on and off, you know, unless and until we don't give them some donation or this, that or something, they tend to be a bit rough. And because of that, some, I know one, two people who got like bad experience, so they don't want to go to Sakshi Gopal again.
So you're asking about the donation?
Yeah, donations or, you know, basically so many people come over there. Like when I went there with my guide, they kind of figured out that he was from ISKCON, okay? And they behaved very roughly with him. They were literally pulling him, okay? Then my sister, she had to intervene and she stopped them. Obviously, since she was a lady, they couldn't do much. So because she intervened between one of the pandas over there and my guide, and she managed to, like, you know, like separate them or, you know, like break them apart or something so that they wouldn't be more rough on him. Like it became quite a bit, for 1-2 minutes, it was quite intense. And then obviously then my guide didn't take it too much to heart because he's experienced all these things before. But I know with one of them, it became a little bit more intense than that, like almost like it came to like a bit of like pushing more and a little bit hitting here and there and everything.
Okay. So what is the question?
So what are devotees supposed to do in such circumstances? Should they just let it be? Should they still visit the temple? Or like what should be the proper behavior of devotees so that they don't get maybe caught up in these kind of things, or what should they in general they do over there in such case? And this is not just, I've seen it more in Sakshi Gopal, but even in some temples of Vrindavan also I've seen this. There's no doubt about that. But in Sakshi Gopal I've seen it to be like more intense.
Okay. So yeah, I think one time we had discussed about the case of Vrindavan also, how we are supposed to behave with the Vrajvasis when they are acting a bit awkward. I think we have discussed about it. So I think the same thing applies here also. And when we had visited last time, Rajiv Prabhu also, you were there, right? You were there that time. If you remember, we had visited Sakshi Gopal Temple. And I think the pandas were a little more aggressive than the Jagannath Puri pandas. That is what I think I had observed. But, I mean, it was not like, you know, really intense. I mean, they were just like pushing us to offer a donation. That's it. But it was not so intense. I mean, we did not face any intense situation there. So, do you remember, Rajiv, anything like that? I mean, I don't remember we had any problems there. We even chanted 2 or 3 rounds there in the temple.
Actually, so far, I think by grace of God, none of the temples, any major incidents we have encountered.
Yeah.
But I think Puri temple also, we get to hear so many instances where things can get very challenging for the devotee.
Yeah, like actually in the earlier days, like maybe maybe around 5 to 10 years back and before that, the pandas were very aggressive. But then I think the government of Bhubaneswar, the Puri government, and the king, they passed a law that the pandas are not supposed to, or probably the Supreme Court. So they have passed a law that the pandas are not supposed to push anyone and they cannot run behind people. So after that, they have become a bit decent in their behavior. So this is my experience also. Like when I went, I think Jagannath Puri, maybe I've gone for 3 or 4 times. And the first time when I went to Puri, that time they were a bit aggressive. But then I think after that, they were quite okay. Like they were not so much behind us. And generally, what they will do is like they will accompany you for a certain distance and then if they see that you are not showing an interest to them, then they'll go away. But they won't get physical, or they won't get very forceful on us. So I have not experienced such kind of situation in Jagannath Puri or in Sakshi Gopal temple, and even in Vrindavan also. So obviously we know that in Vrindavan also there are many Vrajavasis, local Brahmanas of a particular temple. They do ask for donation, and they also kind of push us to a certain thing. But finally, if we are very consistent in our approach, then they will let us go. So they might say certain things, but generally it does not get so intense like this. But I do accept that in certain situations, in certain cases, it may get intense also. Like, it all depends on the panda who is dealing with you. Or maybe sometimes, because we are in a dham, so maybe the pandas are associating because the Lord, has a special, he wants to teach us something in the dham. So maybe it is possible that he may arrange for a special situation like this, so that maybe, we can learn to be calm in such situations, and at the same time also not lose the faith and hope that we can still have the darshan next time or whenever we come. Or at least we don't think that, okay, next time I'm not going to come to this place because I had a bad experience. So I think it is, maybe, it can come in the form of a test. It can come in the form of special mercy of the Lord. Or maybe, even if it is not the case, then some of the pandas may deal with us like that. But I think, it is important for us to be really calm. And we just have to avoid them. So they might start criticizing. Or actually, I will tell you that most of the pandas, they have a lot of appreciation of ISKCON devotees now over a period of time, because they know what is their, how many foreign devotees are coming, they are chanting the holy name, and they have sacrificed so much for the service of the Lord, and the way they are worshipping Lord Jagannath also abroad. So they are, I think, quite aware of these things. And many of them have, they have become, in fact, I do remember one thing, that a couple of pandas, they are actually very good followers of Radhanath Maharaj also. They have a lot of appreciation and regards for him. And they think that Radhanath Maharaj is a very special devotee of that Jagannath. So they give him that kind of respect and appreciation. And maybe there are other gurus also, or other devotees in ISKCON, whom the pandas, they feel that, they are praiseworthy, or they are exalted. So they have respect for all these devotees. I think maybe it is a few pandas who are probably very stubborn, or they are headstrong in their behavior, or maybe they are fanatic to a certain degree. And so maybe they might deal with devotees like this. In fact, I do remember that when I was in Jagannath Puri, I think we all were there together. So then we had gone to Gundicha Mandir, and then I was taking darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Obviously, it was a Pratimu Murthy. It was not the real forms, because they were outside the Gundicha gate. So when I was taking darshan there inside, so then I just stood there for some extra time. So generally what happens is, you are going in a flow and the crowd is moving and you just have to keep walking. But what I did, I stopped and I just wanted to see the deities properly. So I just stood there for maybe 2 minutes or something. And then, immediately the panda started shouting at me and saying that, "What do you think? You are a great devotee or what?" So and then, you know, so then I just left because I was just laughing, like the way they speak. So it is very interesting. And whenever you try to touch the feet of the Lord, then also they will say something, you know. So if you don't give dakshina, then they will criticize. If you give dakshina, they will themselves make your head touch the feet of the Lord. So this is true. But again, you know, now, because, you know, we are very dear to the Lord, so we cannot say anything, we cannot comment anything. And with this context, there is one pastime. I think you must be knowing this pastime, that the pastime happened in Pundarik Vidyanini. So when Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, in, you know, the Pandas were shipping in Puri, that time Pundarik Vidyanini was there, and the day came of Oran Shashti. If you remember, Oran Shashti generally comes in the time of winter, where they are offering some starch cloth to their deities. Okay, so do you remember that pastime of Pundarik Vidyanidhi?
Yeah, I know the pastime.
Yeah, so they offer some kind of unclean starch cloth to the Lord, and seeing that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very upset, and somehow he just chastised one of the servants of Jagannath. And then when what happened is, so he was having a conversation with Ramandarai. Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he was having this conversation with Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he was telling him that, you know, what happened in the temple, these Pandas were using unclean and starch cloth for the Lord instead of using a very new and fresh one. And so Swarup Damodar Goswami said that it's okay, you know, because they are dear servants of the Lord, and they are in a particular rasa with the Lord. So they whatever they are offering, Jagannath is accepting that. So then, but still, Pundarik Vidyanidhi had doubt. So then in the morning, next morning, Jagannath and Baldev, they both came in the dreams of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and they very heavily started punching him, beating him, and the entire face of Pundarik Vidyanidhi was swollen with marks of the hands of Jagannath and Baldev. So as soon as, so he was like very fearful because they are continuously beating him. And when he woke up, he saw that his entire face was swollen with marks of their hands. So then immediately he went and then he told this to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became very happy, you know, that he has attained special mercy of Jagannath and Baldev. They personally chastised him. And they also taught him that one is not supposed to criticize or offend any servant of the Lord. So those are dear to Lord Jagannath, like the Pandas. So they are doing certain things according to their inspiration, according to the level of surrender to Lord Jagannath. And so we should not try to find faults with that. So it is like better for us to, you see, it is possible that some of the Pandas, they might act like this whimsically, and maybe it is not justified. But I think it is better to take the situation lightly and ignore things. If they get too intense or heavy, then we can also, you know, try to like artificially show them some kind of intense reaction, and then we just leave from there. So I think this is the way we have to ignore things. And there is also another pastime, the Ramanujacharya also. Now, can you believe this? Ramanujacharya, I don't remember exactly, but he also happened to find fault with some Jagannath Panda. And so when he was in Jagannath Puri, and you know what happened? When he woke up the next morning, he was transported to Srirangam overnight. And actually then he realized that I have made an apradh, I have committed offense against the Panda of Jagannath. I don't remember the exact pastime of this, but he was also thrown away from Jagannath Puri. Ramanujacharya got shifted overnight from Jagannath Puri to his own town, something like that. So, see, that is the reason it is not so easy to understand Lord Jagannath's pastime with his devotees, the Pandas. And similarly, it is also not so easy to understand the Vrajvasis in Vrindavan, because they also have their personal connection with Krishna and Radharani. So, Dhamvasis, that is the reason Dhamvasis, they are very special devotees, and we should respect that. We have to always keep that in mind. They are special. And I will tell you one thing very clearly, that this is for our purification. This is the process that we are following, sadhana bhakti, that is for our purification. But they are at a certain stage where they are completely surrendered to the Lord. Just try to understand this simple concept, that they are completely surrendered, like the way they sacrifice, the way, you know, they are completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, and they are also, if you ask the Jagannath Pandas that what is the schedule of Jagannath Deity in the temple, or what is the schedule of the temple, they will say that we don't know, Jagannath knows that. And the way Jagannath decides, the way they will actually act on it. You know, they will like surrender depending on that. So it is not that they have their limit, you know, they have their requirements, or, you know, okay, I will be like, the way we have in ISKCON, the time of worship is fixed and we have some other responsibilities, so we go back. But there it is not like that. Depending on Jagannath's mood, things will change randomly. And they are willing to sacrifice and surrender. So they don't have any, they don't demand, or they don't have their own schedule. They are just dependent on schedule of Jagannath. So that is the level of surrender they have. And when they have this kind of surrender level, so other things are actually neglected. They are ignored by the Lord. So, you know, because Krishna only sees the bhava of the devotee. So other things, they are actually kind of neglected. And that is the reason in the Bhagavad Gita also the Lord says, apichetsu duracharo adyate mam anyabhak. So the most abominable action also if a devotee performs, then they are considered to be saintly because they are on the right path. Okay, so it is not like, I mean, especially for advanced devotees, the Lord will always reciprocate in a special way, and we cannot try to judge someone through our own standard. So, you know, I can also share one particular pastime of Prabhupada where he had gone to a temple, and in the temple, I think they were probably preaching somewhere, and then he came upon a temple, and then they all went, like Prabhupada along with his disciples, they all went along in the temple. It was a small temple, and the pujari was worshipping Krishna. So the pujari was like, you know, a bit old, unkempt, you know, the entire temple was not neat and clean. It was very unkempt. So then, when he was performing puja, you know, he was not doing it in a very systematic way. Okay, that the worship was not in a strict way, it was not systematically done, and the temple was also unkempt. So then, and whatever paraphernalia that he was using was also not up to the standard. So then, after the pujari did the aarti and then sprinkled the water, so when they went outside the temple, then disciples asked Prabhupada that, you know, did you see the pujari? Like, you know, did he really have that kind of feeling for the Lord? Was his standard of worship bona fide? And Prabhupada immediately told him that I saw the pujari, and I saw his bhava. Like, his bhava was actually very good. So whether the temple was clean or not, whether things were up to the standard or not, that is for our purification. It is not for us to judge anyone. That standard is for us. It is not for anyone else. So, Prabhupada set a very high standard of deity worship in ISKCON, And maybe this high standard is a very common thing in big temples all over India. But at the same time, it is not necessary. Now, see, although, now, like, I think we have gone to Radharaman temple also many times in Vrindavan. See, many times I have been to Radharaman temple. I did not get a feeling that this temple is following the highest standard of deity worship. Because it is not just the deity worship, you know, at the altar, but if you see the surrounding also, I don't feel that kind of mood. So when I go to ISKCON temple, I see that everything, each and everything inside the temple, it's all clean, it's so systematically arranged, organized. You know? But when you go to Vrindavan temples, you will see that, you know, devotees are, you know, you see the ground, you see the walls. I mean, you will feel that, you know, these walls are like so ancient walls, and they should be renovated. I mean, if you see the floor, there is some, you know, there is some prasad lying on the floor. There is, you know, sometimes, and you will see many times, you will see cockroaches or you will see lizards. So you won't get that kind of feeling that, oh, what kind of standard, like Prabhupada said, Radharaman temple is the highest standard of deity worship in the entire village. But I don't see that standard. Like, I see that standard actually in ISKCON temple. Especially in our Vrindavan temple, Radha Shyam Sundar. Like, phenomenal standard they are having. The type of Shingar they are doing, the type of perfection they are, you know, worship and all that. Everything is so clean, neat. It's amazing. In spite of thousands of devotees coming to take darshan every day, in spite of such a big temple, they are able to maintain these things. So similarly, we have seen in Delhi temple also, in our Juhu temple also, in Baba Gopinath temple also. So this standard is actually set by Prabhupada for us. So we have to follow that very strictly. But in other temples, if we try to see all these things, then we get lost. Instead of seeing the essence of the worship, we'll actually see all these things around us. Okay, so all these things are important actually to understand. So the Lord is not subjected to a particular thing. See, that is the reason Rupa Goswami gave us Shraddha to Prema, 9 stages of devotion. You know, it does not mean that it's a law for every devotee to follow. It's a mathematical equation that has to be followed. Okay, if you are, you know, showing something, symptoms like this, then you are at the stage of this, like that. And if you want to reach Prema, then you have to follow these things. Exactly as it is. No, it is not like that. They have just given us a guide map. And we have to follow in that footstep. But anything can happen at any time. Krishna's mercy can intervene at any time. And we have to also know one thing, that maybe we, for us it is applied, you know, that rules and regulations apply for us. But it's not necessary that will apply, and we see all the devotees in that particular context only. That if these rules and regulations apply for me, then it should apply for everyone else. No. So some devotees, they might be continuing from the previous lives, because we don't know the past of any devotee. And so some devotees might be habituated to certain sinful activities. Like, if you remember, I had once said, Prabhupada actually said that one of the prostitutes in Kolkata was a great devotee of Krishna. You know, Prabhupada said, her name I forgot. Kanchakamini was the name of the prostitute. She was a great devotee of Krishna, but she was a prostitute. So Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada explained her devotion is that when in the morning she used to do all the rituals and everything very nicely with lot of emotions. But in the night time she used to, you know, conduct her duties, you know, of prostitution. So obviously we are not promoting this thing that, you know, devotees can also start prostitution and they can still be devotees. That is obviously not the real aim. That is not the objective. But we take the examples of devotees who are actually coming in the footsteps of our parampara. So we are following the previous acharyas. Like, you know, we are the Goswami. Now we take examples of such devotees. But at the same time, we also quote these examples so that we understand that bhakti is not restricted to a particular formula. It can have exceptions, and bhakti, like Krishna recites with the devotees, depending their, you know, depending the way the devotees actually want to serve the Lord. Okay, so yeah, so you know the concept, the idea is that these devotees, they have a very regulated schedule. They are very dedicated, committed to worshipping the Lord, and they do not, maybe they do not fall into the category of rules and regulations, but the worship and the faith that they have for the Lord is very strong, very committed, very regular, you know, like that. So, does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Also, Prabhu, I had a small doubt.
Mm-hmm.
In this story of the two Brahmanas, where the younger Brahman gets Gopal Deity to walk with him all the way back to his own country, that must be in Puli only, right?
It was what?
The younger Brahman, he gave Lord Gopal to walk with him from Vrindavan, all the way from Vrindavan back to Odisha, right?
Yeah, this is Vidyanagar.
Vidyanagar. So currently it is in Puri, na? This Sakshi Gopal.
Actually, yeah, currently it is in, as we know, it comes in between, you know, when we go to Bhubaneswar. So it comes, I think maybe it's situated at like around 25 to 30 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. Right? So I think, if I remember rightly, then this deity, it was located in Vidyanagar, but then later on from there it got shifted to that Sakshi Gopal temple where it is worshipped now.
Right, currently. So then, when he turned back upon reaching near the village, and Lord was, he saw the Lord's beautiful form standing there. So my query is it clear to you that he saw Lord as a person there or in the form of Archavidra? What did he see?
Who?
The younger Brahman.
Younger Brahmana was saying Krishna directly, like it is already mentioned, no? That he saw Vrajendra Nandan, that's why he told him that you are directly son of Nand Maharaj. So he was seeing Krishna directly.
As a person. So then Lord said, okay, now you can call everyone and they can all take my darshan. They can all see me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody, then whoever came, they saw Lord as person only then, that time?
No. See, that is the reason the Lord, I think it is also mentioned that depending on the degree of surrender, the Lord resurrects accordingly. So, see, one thing is that everyone was convinced that the Lord personally traveled all the way from Vrindavan to this place. And okay. So that miracle, they had all got the experience. But, you know, depending on the degree of their surrender, they saw, like, any neophyte also, they can go to the temple and they can see the deity form of the Lord. And they have that kind of regards, appreciation and respect for that deity. So at least they have the faith that they are seeing the Lord. Maybe they are not directly seeing the Lord, but at least when we go to the temple, we see the deity, we feel that, okay, it's a via medium, that, you know, like a post box, which is sending or conveying their message to the Lord. So the deity form is... it's a, now see that it this is now another thing. People, they may come to the temple, they may go and see the duty form, and for time being, they may also pray to the Lord, they may ask for some benediction from the Lord, and then they will go away. And then, in the back of the mind, they will be doubtful whether really Lord can actually, you know, so that is the reason the question mark always comes up with our Indian people, Indian fellow Indian people, that why do we have to spend so much Lakshmi for the deities? Why we have to spend so much Lakshmi for the temple? The Lord, you know, so the problem is that in India, majority of the people, actually they are devotees, they are Mahavadis in the guise of devotees, you can say like that. Or they are atheists in the form of devotees, in the guise of devotees. Because the tattva they will not understand, and they will not have the conviction, or they will not have faith that the Lord is actually personally present and we are supposed to serve the Lord. Or you know, so it's a more ritualistic kind of worship, mentality and worship for Indians, many Indians. Because they are not aware of the concepts, basic concepts they are not aware, and they don't have faith in that. So then, that is the reason it is clearly mentioned, you know, that Kanishta Adhikari, so there is a definition for Kanishtas, definition for Madhyama, definition for Uttama. So, I mean, it's a discrimination. Why there is a discrimination? Because it depends on the people's faith in the Lord. So, now whom do you call a Vaishnava? So actually you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave three definitions of Vaishnava. Whenever someone came to Mahaprabhu, so one time devotees, when they went to Puri, they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever once chants the holy name is a devotee. The next year they went to Puri and they asked Mahaprabhu, who is a devotee of Krishna? Who can be called as devotee of Krishna? Mahaprabhu said, whoever is constantly chanting is a devotee. And then third year they went and they asked the same question. Mahaprabhu said that he is a devotee who, just by seeing that person, once starts chanting Hare Krishna. So here devotees became a bit perplexed, but then later on they realized that Mahaprabhu actually defined three different kinds of devotees. So he actually gave the definition of Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. So the one who once chants the holy name is considered to be a devotee. But what kind of devotee is a Kanishta devotee? Because he is only chanting once. Then second type of devotee who is constantly chanting the holy name, who is a Madhyama Adhikari. And then third type, just by seeing that devotee, one feels inspired to chant Hare Krishna. So, you know, so these three types of devotees. So similarly, depending on the people's faith and surrender, Krishna will recitate accordingly. So it's not necessary that they will also see Krishna as the young and the older Brahmana saw, because they are eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. So they were actually seeing the Lord face to face. But others, you know, they I don't think they were able to see the Lord like that. Okay, so is that clear?
Okay, so much. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And now, obviously, see, one more case is possible here. That I think, who was that? Maybe it was Ramanujacharya. And there is a very nice pastime in this context, where it happens that one of the disciples of Ramanujacharya, so he was a Grihastha disciple, and but I think he had no money left. I think there was some kind of, you know, what I think Ramanujacharya was going to visit his house with his disciples, and he had no money that time. So somehow his wife actually got embarrassed. And so she was feeling guilty that I will not be able to serve my Guru Maharaj and my God brothers and God sisters. So then what she did, actually one person outside, you know, he was attracted to this Mataji, like this devotee's wife, that Grihastha's wife. He was attracted to her and he was trying to associate physically with her. So he was always trying to tempt her and tell her that I have a lot of riches and I can give you many things. So you just come to me and surrender to me and I will give you everything. So in this situation, she recollected that this person, actually he can give me a lot of, Lakshmi. And through that Lakshmi, I can serve Ramanujacharya, my guru, and all my God brothers. So what happened? I don't remember the name of this devotee, Grihastha couple. But so in the dead of night, she went to his house and she said that, okay, I'm yours from today onwards. But you have to take care of my guru and my God brothers. When they come, you have to provide them everything. So this person agreed. And later on what happened, I don't remember if she went, after going there, she had that physical intimacy with that person or not, I don't remember that. But when Ramanujacharya heard this pastime, he was extremely happy with the dedication and surrender of his Grihastha devotees. And in fact, the husband also actually was very happy when he heard that she had gone like this, just to make her guru and the disciples happy. So Ramanujacharya, when he heard this, he was extremely pleased. So then what he did, he went to that person who got attracted to this disciple. He went to him and, he said that, why are you so much attracted to her? In the material world, there is nothing that is going to be attractive. It's all temporary. So why are you so attracted to her? And then he said that, somehow I am just attracted to her because my eyes, they cannot move off from her. And, this is the most attractive thing that I've seen in my life. And then Ramanujacharya told him that if I show you something more attractive, will you give it up? So he said, okay, if you can show me. So then he took him to Lord Varadraj, probably. I think it was Varadraj or maybe Ranganath. I don't remember that. But he took him there. And then when he saw Lord Varadraj, with his naked eye, he couldn't move his eyes from the Lord's eyes. The eye-to-eye contact was very powerful and very strong. And he got so attracted to the Lord that he forgot material existence, he surrendered to Ramanujacharya and became his disciple. And then he begged forgiveness from that Mataji. So here we can see that actually the man had no qualification. But by Ramanujacharya's special mercy, he could actually see the Lord face to face. Even though he was an ordinary materialistic person. So when there is a special mercy by empowered Vaishnava, then it is possible that people who are not qualified, they can also see the Lord face to face. In other words, they can actually bestow bhava to that devotee, to that person immediately. And because of that, they can see the Lord face to face. So anyway, this is a very interesting pastime. If I could have remembered the exact details, it would have been more, interesting. But so this is how actually we can see the Lord. Okay.
Okay, good. Should I continue reading to me?
Okay, I think I was going to read, yeah.
So, okay, what? Yes, sir.
Yeah, 120th first.
Yeah.
Okay. Uttakilara Raja Purushottam Devanama Srinivasajini Nilakariya Sandrama. Uttakilara of Orissa. Raja, the king, Purushottam Dev, Nama, named, say desh, this country, Jini conquering, Nila took, Kariya, executing Sangrama fight. Later there was a fight and this country was conquered by King Purushottam Dev of Orissa. Say Raja Jini Lila, Tandra Simasana, Manikya Simasana, Nama, Aneka Ratana, श्री राजो दैट किंग महाराज पुरुषोत्तम देव जीनी कॉन्करिंग मिला टुक तांड्र हिज सीमा आसन द थ्रोन माणिक्य सिंहासन द थ्रोन नोन एज माणिक्य सिंहासन नामो नेम्ड अनेक वेरियस रतन बीडेक विद ज्वेल्स दैट किंग वाज विक्टोरियस ओवर द किंग ऑफ विद्यानगर एंड ही टुक पोजेशन ऑफ हिज थ्रोन माणिक्य सिंहासन विच वॉज बीडेक विद मनी ज्वेल्स पुरुषोत्तम देव से बड़ा भक्त आर्य गोपाल चरण मागे चला मोर राज्य पुरुषोत्तम देव किंग पुरुषोत्तम देव से दैट बड़ा वेर वेरी ग्रेट भक्त डिवोटी आर्य आर्यन गोपाल चरण एंड द लोटस फीट ऑफ गोपाल मागे बेग्स चला प्लीज कम मोरा माय राज्य ऑफ द किंगडम किंग पुरुषोत्तम देव वॉज अ ग्रेट डिवोटी एंड वॉज एडवांस इन टू द सिविलाइजेशन ऑफ द आर्यन ही बेग्ड एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ गोपाल प्लीज कम टू माई किंगडम तांड्र भक्ति वसे गोपाल गोपाल तांड्रे आज्ञा दिल गोपाल लय से कटाके अल तांड्र हिज भक्ति वासे अंडर द ऑब्लिगेशन ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस गोपाल लॉर्ड गोपाल तांड्रे एंड टू हिम आज्ञा दिल गिव परमिशन गोपाल द गोपाल डिटी लाइया टेकिंग से दैट किंग कटके टू द सिटी ऑफ कटक अल रिटर्न एंड किंग बेंडन कम टू हिज किंगडम गोपाल वॉज ऑलरेडी ऑब्लाइज फॉर हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस Accepted his prayer. Thus the king took the Gopal Diti and went back to Katak. Yeah, so here we can see that from Vidyanagar, he took the Diti to Katak. Jagannathani Dila Manikya Simhasana, Katake Gopala Seva Karila Sthapana, Jagannathe unto Jagannath, and bringing Dila presented Manikya Simhasana, the throne of the name Manikya Simhasana, Katake. At Katak, Gopala Seva, the service of Gopal Diti, Karila Sthapana, established. After winning the Manikya throne, King Purushottam Dev took it to Jagannath Puri and presented it to Lord Jagannath. In the meantime, he also established regular worship of the Gopal Diti at Katak. Tanhara Mahishi Aila Gopala Darshane, Bhakti Kari Bahu Alankara Kaila Samarpane, Tanhara Mahishi, his queen, Ayla, came Gopala Darshane to see the Gopal Diti, Bhakti Kari in great devotion, Bahu various alankar of ornaments, Kaila made Samarpane presentation. When the Gopal Diti was installed at Katak, the queen of Purushottam Dev went to see him and with great devotion presented various kinds of ornaments. तन्हारा नाशते बहु मूल्य मुक्त हय ताहादिते इच्छा इला मनते चिंतिया तन्हारा नाशते ऑन द नॉस्टिल ऑफ द किंग क्वीन बहु मूल्य वेरी वैल्यूएबल मुक्त फल हय देर वॉज ताहा दैट दिते टू गिव इच्छा द डिजायर हिला देर वॉज मनते इन द माइंड चिंतिया थिंग्स The queen had a very valuable pearl which she wore on her nose and she wished to give it to Gopal. She then began to think as follows. Thakur Ranasate Yadi Chidra Thakito Tabe Dasi Mukta Nasaya Paraito Thakur Ranasate in the nose of the deity Yadi if Chidra hole Thakito there were Tabe then this Dasi maidservant Mukta pearl Nasaya on the nose, Paraito could put on. If there were a hole in the deity's nose, I could transfer the pearl to him. Ito Chinti Namaskari Gelaso Bhavani, Ratri Shesha Gopala Tandre Kehanu Swapane. Ito Chinti thinking like that, Namaskari offering obeisances, Gela went so Bhavane to the Alice of the king, Ratri says at the end of night, Gopal the Gopal Diti, Tandre and to her, Kahena says, Swapane in a dream. Considering this, the queen offered her obeisances to Gopal and returned to her palace. That night she dreamed that Gopal appeared and began to speak to her as follows. Bahya Kale Mata Mura Nasa Chidra Kari Mukta Varana Chila Bahu Yatna Kari Balya Kale in my childhood, Mata, Mother, Mora, my Nasa, nose, Chidra Kari, making a hole, Mukta, फल पराणा चिल्ला वॉज पुट ऑन इट बहु मच यत्न एंडेवर करी टेकिंग Even my child and my mother made a hole in my nose and with great endeavor set the pole there. So, Chidra Adhyapiya Achaya Nasate, Se Mukta Pura Paraha Yaha Chahi Yacha Dite, Se Chidra that hole, Adhyapiya still until now, Achaya is Nasate in the nose, say that Mukta Pal Paraha Utan Yaha. Which Chahi Yacha you desired to give to me. That hole, very hole is still there and you can use it to set the pulp you desire to give to me. Swapne dekhi se rani raja ke kahila raja sa mukta lana mandire aila Swapne dekhi seeing the dream se rani the queen raja ke unto the king kahila spoke Raja Saha with the king Mukta upon Lana taking Mandira to the temple, Aila, they went. After reading this, the queen explained it to her husband, the king. Both the king and queen then went to the temple with the pearl. Paraila Mukta Nasaya Chidra Dekhina Mahamotsaya Kaila Anandithahana Paraila set Mukta the pearl Nasaya. On the nose, Chidra, the whole, Dekhina, seeing Maha, Mahatsav, a great festival, Kaila, perform, Anandita, pleased, Hana, being. Seeing the whole in the nose of Diti, they set the pearl there and being very pleased, held a great festival. Se Haite Gopalera, Katakite, Stiti, Ela Gisakshi Gopala, Nama, Haila Khyati. Say, Haite, since that time, Gopalera of Gopal, Katakite, in the town of Katak, Stiti, the establishment, E Lagi, for this reason, Sakshi Gopal, the witness, Gopala, Nama, named Haila, became Khyati celebrated. Since then, Gopal has been situated in the city of Katak, and he has been ever since known as Sakshi Gopal. Nityananda Mukesuni Gopala Charita, Ispa Haila Ma Prabhu Swabhakta Sahita, Nityananda Mukhe from the Mottam Prabhu Suni hearing Gopala Charita, the narration of Gopal Krishna Hila became very pleased. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swabhakta Sahita with his devotees. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration of Gopal activities. Both he and his personal devotees became very pleased. Gopalera Gayabe Prabhu Rahaya Stiti, Bhaktagana Dekhe Yena Dune Ekamurti, Gopalera again in front of Gopal Yabe and Prabhu Rahaya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is Stiti situation, Bhaktagane, all the devotees, they can see, you know, as if Dune, both of them, Ekamurti, one form. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting before the Gopal deity, all the devotees saw him and the deity as being of the same form. Okay, so we can stop here and then we can continue next time. Any question or comment?
No problem.
Okay, all right. So thank you devotees for joining Hare Krishna Dhanapra, and we can try to start early by at least next by 9:30. And another thing is that, see, my space is now getting limited to record, and I have to delete the whole files. So what is happening is because of the lockdown. Even ISKCON Desire 3 devotees, they are unable to download it and they are able to upload it. So, maybe next class, if it is possible to record on the phone, then it will be nice because, if I record on free, like, and I'm already getting notification from FCC that I'm just about to use up the space. So, maybe next time we can record on the phone if someone can do that, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, this is just timing. Like, as soon as the lockdown will start, it will open, then I think the lectures will start getting uploaded. And then I can delete all the previous old files. So, maybe one or two times we might have to do this. Let's see.
Okay.
Prabhuji, all these lectures are going to be uploaded on IDT?
They are already uploaded. I mean, it's a long time.
These CC ones also, like, I know your previous ones have got recorded, but I did not know about your CC classes being recorded, being uploaded any.
Yeah, CC also, it is getting uploaded. But I think the last 2-3 classes, I think it is on hold because of this lockdown.
Okay.
So, it may get up now. I don't know if when they will upload this, because I'm sure that they will be backlogged with so many lectures from so many devotees throughout the world. So I don't know when they will upload this, but let's see. Next week at least we can record it. Okay, so thank you everybody for joining. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.